This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs with Tisha Week in the studio with me today. So we've got a couple of stories for you. In our first story, well, another day, another forest making way for development. This time it's in Gunung Bujang Melaka in Kampar over in Perak. So the new proposal shows plans to convert the project area from a forest into a commercial zone. So we're going to find out more about what's happening up there and share how you can participate in the public hearing and objection process.
And in our second story, well, with the recovery movement control order extended until the end of the year, it offers some sense of certainty amidst a very uncertain present and future. But, you know, looking at we are now more than 6 months into the pandemic, how are we coping with the uncertainties and stresses in our lives? And are some of us reaching the limits of our surge capacity? That's what we'll be discussing in our second story. And we are asking you to tell us, have you taken time out to focus on your mental well-being during this pandemic? That could include things like taking a break from work, even if you are working from home, getting some me time or getting mental health support if you need it. So there's a poll with that question over on Twitter at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp 0187898899. Tell us what you've been doing in terms of self-care, if at all.
Yeah, so that's we're going to be discussing that more in our second story. But now in our first story, this is something that Andrew Sebastian had to say. Why the need to clear natural forests when there is so much idle and flat land available for cemeteries? So this is a weird question, I can imagine. But, you know, this is what he was asking upon hearing about the new proposed development in Perak. So the proposed plan in question is one that will clear a part of the beautiful primary forest in Gunung Bujang Melaka over in Kampar in Perak, and over 60 hectares of the area is set to be converted from a quote-unquote forest zone to a quote-unquote commercial zone. And, you know, it has been earmarked for a private Chinese cemetery project. So Andrew, who is the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Ecotourism and Conservation Society of Malaysia, or ECOMAI for short, is really quite baffled by the need to clear a pristine forest area for the new proposed cemetery, as there are already two existing cemeteries in nearby areas, you know, one public and one private.
Okay, so just a little bit more about this area. According to the Gunung Baging website, which lists different mountainous ranges in Indonesia and Malaysia, Gunung Bujang Melaka is a small mountain lying just to the west of the Banjaran Titiwangsa. So the name of this mountain is quite an unusual one. So translated, it literally means the Bachelor of Melaka. And I'm sure you're wondering, what's Melaka doing in the name when it's like near Kampar, Perak, right? And Melaka is quite a long distance away. So it's been suggested that the word Bujang, which is actually from Bujanga, meaning serpent or dragon, as mountains in ancient times were associated with dangerous beasts, and in some places in eastern Indonesia still are. And whereas the origins of the name of Melaka comes from the Melaka tree, so it is possible that these trees were grown in the area before. So the area is popular with hikers and climbers, and they've noted how you can hear the calls of the siamangs from the nearby lush forest areas around the trail. There's also a waterfall located at the trailhead of Gunung Bujang Melaka, and it's a popular weekend picnic spot for locals.
Yeah, you know, and it sounds really very much like a lovely sort of very hidden green gem, right? You know, that's enjoyed by many. So I guess, you know, it's really a bit sad to hear that over 60 hectares might be cleared to, as we said earlier, make way for a private cemetery. But, you know, it's not too late, as the public can still object to the development before the public hearing. And that's scheduled for this Saturday, the 5th of September at 9 a.m.
So to find out more about everything that's happening up in Kampar, we have on the line ECOMAI's Andrew Sebastian. Thanks for joining us, Andrew. Before we get to know how the public can object to this development, can you first tell us what you know about the proposed development here in Gunung Bujang Melaka?
Well, the development of the area comes as a surprise. It is a beautiful range. It's part of the Titiwangsa range that envelops and protects and gives the beautiful town of Kampar a serenity landscape with rivers and streams running through, coming into the town. Yeah, so it comes to a big surprise that suddenly there is a plan to convert over 60 hectares of what is actually hill slopes and primary forests from a forest zone into a commercial zone. And after inquiring, we find out that the development is actually to put in a private Chinese cemetery for the area. Again, it's a surprise and a shock because the town of Kampar already has a public Chinese cemetery and it also has a private Chinese cemetery already available to the public at this point.
Okay, so two cemeteries there already. And, you know, how did you find out about the proposed development? You know, was there a public announcement, you know, maybe in the newspapers or, you know, anything like that?
Well, no. Unfortunately, things like this are done on the quiet. The authorities only need to put out a little announcement on the boards, on the notice boards of the town council. In this instance, friends who live in the area alerted me to this development or this project. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think it's urgent that people need to spread the word around that the forest cannot go away quietly, as it says.
Yeah. Andrew, am I correct that the area is not part of a forest reserve and that the land belongs to the state government?
Well, all land belongs to the state government. Land is a state matter. So to call it forest land or state land or forest reserves actually is just, we are using terminologies, yeah. It is not a forest reserve. Unfortunately, it was degraded some time ago. It's what's called a state land, you're right. But categories aside, it is a forested area. And all forested areas on beautiful slopes like this, I think it has to be protected. It not only has to be protected, it must be given a higher sanction of law, meaning it should be turned into a state park or a permanent forest reserve in this sense.
Okay, and can you tell us a bit more about the landscape of the area? You know, you mentioned it briefly earlier, of course, but tell us a bit about the flora and the fauna that are found there and, you know, what sorts of ecosystem functions they provide.
Well, it's basically part of the Titi Wangsa Range, and the Titi Wangsa Range extends from just around the Klang Valley area, a bit south from Negeri Sembilan, going up all the way to Perak, yeah, to further reaches. And Titi Wangsa Range is famous because it houses or it's home to all our mega diversity, our tigers, our elephants, our rhinos, no more rhinos, of course, our tapirs, and tigers, of course. So it has a lot of our biodiversity there, and most of which are totally protected or endangered. Some are even extinct, yeah, close to extinction. So that hill, Gunung Bujang Melaka, is part of the Titi Wangsa Range. And the Titi Wangsa Range is very critical because it not only provides the ecosystem services it provides to the people, whether they know it or not. It stabilizes the local temperature. It provides, of course, clean air. It gives us clean water in the form of streams and rivers and flows into our water catchments, and that provides water to your taps at home. It provides biodiversity, a place to live, giving us a balance with nature. Yeah. It stops erosion. It doesn't pollute the water. It stops siltation in the rivers and so on. Mm. So the ecological services that a forest like that provides, I think it goes beyond dollars and cents.
So what's likely to happen to the wildlife and the vegetation there if this area is completely cleared?
Well, this 60.03 hectares will segregate or will cut a large portion of the forest into two, and it will isolate another pocket of over 80 hectares, which will then be open again to more development. So anything that's surviving there right now or is home to it right now will soon be extinguished and, of course, killed off, unfortunately.
Okay. And earlier we were talking about how this area belongs, to the state government. Therefore, is a public announcement and feedback process required under Perak state laws before this development can proceed?
Well, the local council has put up a notice, a 30-day notice, and it ends on the 5th of September. 5th of September is a Saturday. Mm. So, technically speaking, we have until the 4th of September for people to go to the District Council of Kampar and submit a form. There's a form there. You have to submit a prescribed official form to object to this development. So the only way, and again, this process is meant to be hard, so people have to physically go to Kampar District Office and physically write down your objections and submit that same form. It is not available online for all the wrong reasons. Yeah. Mm. So we I'd like to appeal to people who live in Kampar and people around it, Batu Kaja and even Ipoh. Yeah. Please, if you have friends, let them know about it. Or take a quick drive. You know, you can have wonderful food in Kampa. It's famous for a lot of stuff. Go there and eat, and of course, stop by the Kampa District Council and submit your objections. This is actually not an isolated case. So right now, even residents are fighting the Kuala Lumpur draft plan. So what was planned and what was kept as green lungs are even being threatened in Kuala Lumpur itself. So it happens quietly, or it happens without a lot of fuss in Kampa. Means it can happen to a lot of other districts around our beautiful country. You know, so I'd like to appeal to people to be more vigilant. Keep your eyes open for development plans. Once in a while, just swing by your local council. Ask them to alert you if there's any proposed development plans going on to areas that are already forested currently. And of course, put it out in your e-media and so on, alert media, alert the NGOs. You know, we need to be proactive to protect our beautiful forests and natural landscapes.
All right. Thank you so much, Andrew. That was Andrew Sebastian, the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Ecotourism and Conservation Society of Malaysia, or EcoMai for short.
Yeah. So again, if you are in Perak or if you have friends and family there, do head to the Kampa District Office before the 5th of September. And that's this Saturday, so we don't have much time left. And you can submit the official form to stop this development. You can also call their office at 05-467-1020 to find out more.
Yes. And as Andrew said, you know, it is not an easy process, and I think it's designed as such. So, you know, do make the effort, because, you know, we don't want to lose any more hills. Even mm-hmm. though it's not in KL, you know, I'm sure any of us driving up north, when we see yeah, so course, many hills yes. being decimated, right, for
and
all sorts of...
Anything that happens in any part of our green lungs, in any part of Malaysia, affects us, because we're talking about the whole ecosystem here. Yeah,
exactly. And it is part of the Banjaran Titiwangsa, yes. The range. So, you know, if you have anyone in Perak who you know, could go and protest on your behalf, make sure they do it.
Or like Andrew said, take a drive there,
take a drive,
eat something,
yeah.
You know, that's what Malaysians love to do, and then go make your voice heard.
Exactly. So do that before this Saturday, the 5th of September. And we're going to take a quick break now, though. But if you have any thoughts, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio, or you can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. Before that break, here is Charles Bradley with No Time for Dreaming. You're listening to The Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.